from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, you've never broken a bone or torn any ligaments or anything in your entire life?
In my whole life. And I mean, I was pretty at, like, I wasn't on a high school team or anything like that, but outside in these streets, I was very active.
Well, yeah, playing around.
Tackle football, wrestling, jumping off of porches and all that stuff. I never broke anything.
What the heck, man?
Yeah, man, I was a lucky kid, man.
I gotta ask you a couple of questions about that, but I do want to remind everybody that Texans Tickets Tuesday starts tomorrow, as in for this week's game and every week's game. We're gonna have for this week we're gonna have a pair of front row bullpen tickets for you to give away. 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours. You're gonna have a chance to win those tickets. This is big time. So, this is the year too.
So in about 24 hours, in this hour tomorrow, we'll be giving out some bullpen tickets.
Yeah, and it's gonna be pretty straightforward, pretty easy to win. So like you've never, like even like, I know you've jammed your fingers.
Yeah.
You haven't even jammed your fingers that much?
No, not really. Not I never had like a gruesome injury, ever. Like not. I mean,
rolled ankle.
Not really.
What are you Gumby?
I don't know, man. I'm lucky. That's when I am lucky.
I've had some like I'm not like Mr. You know, I'm like Jaws showing everybody scars or anything, but just like any other kid, anybody else who played sports. Now you played sports, didn't you?
I played Muni League. Yeah. Played basketball in middle school. By the time I got to high school, I just gave all that.
You were out. But
I was playing outside like any other kid, doing all type of wild stuff.
Yeah.
But I never like broke an arm or broke a bone or anything like that.
In terms of like sports, I was typical stuff. I chipped this bone on my elbow. That was nasty because I had a cut on it too and got infected. I tore my MCL, just that MCL ligament. I had my right knee scoped for whatever reason. They called it like a whatever. So I've had like, I broke my foot, but just on the right side. But it wasn't that bad. I ended up, you know, I was back in like 2 weeks. But so like the sports injuries are just natural. Yeah. But like in terms of like the nastiest injury you remember, you were asking me this. Like from Chris, think about this. Like from just either playing outside, you know, whatever sports, like the nastiest injury you remember.
Yeah. So before I get to that, I was actually trying to think of like the worst injury I had because I was talking to my guy, shout out to my friend Eric, and he was telling me how he had a friend who had a son who was like 9 years old and she let him play and they was, I guess, out skateboarding with some other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she heard a big crash. And she ain't think nothing of it.
Yeah.
And came back. It was her son, the one that was involved in like the skateboard crash.
Yeah.
And he was crying, saying his arm, shoulder was hurting. And she was like, oh, it's okay. You could go
You'll be all right.
Yeah. So she sent him home. And I guess about 20, 30 seconds later, he came back still crying. And like, I really don't feel good. So she took him to the emergency room. He had his, what is it? Clavicle?
Clavicle? Collarbone?
Yeah. cracked in half.
Oh.
9 years old, man. And it got me thinking, like, dang, I never had an injury like that.
Yeah.
Where I had to go to the emergency room.
I've had one. It was my knee, but that was the only one.
Yeah. So my only big war story that mm-hmm. I have was I was probably around 9-10 years old. And I was riding a bike. I was somewhere in the neighborhood riding a bike.
Yeah.
And I came down this hill too fast. And I made a sharp left. And I just was, my bike wasn't steady. And I was trying to stay afloat. And I just fell down and my face hit the concrete so hard to the point I chipped my front tooth. So I'm sitting there crying, and all my friends like, you okay? And I'm like, I just want to go home. I was like maybe 5 blocks away.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just want to go home. And one of my homeboys, shout out to my dude Alonzo.
Yeah.
And he was just like, we could go to my friend's house. He stay around the corner. I'm like, no, I want to go home. So I had to go to the dentist and had to put my tooth back together. But that was probably the worst injury I ever had.
This is the one that I remember. Chris, think about it. The one you remember most vividly. Like I said, I've had some stuff, like everybody, most everybody. Some people are on the text board are saying, yeah, me too, Figgy. I've never really had. But anyway, most people have injuries. So, of course, it has to do with my two big brothers. Of course. I've got two big brothers. So we were in the backyard, and we had this little shed that had an 8-foot roof on it. So pretty high, but not ridiculously high.
Yeah.
And they dared me to jump off the roof. They dared me to jump off the roof.
Oh, Johnny would do it.
Yeah, I was like 9 or 10 years old. And then, so we're up there. I don't know what we were doing up there. I guess they were trying to coax me into jumping off the roof. And my big brother said, I'll do it if you do it. Of course, I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So you got to go first.
You go first. So I jumped off the roof. And I landed on this board that had a nail sticking up.
Oh, my God.
And it went into my heel.
Oh, God.
I landed clean on the board, went into my heel, and I'm screaming. And my brothers take off running, of course.
God.
And I walk into the house, man. And I'm like, Mom. She goes, what is it? And I like swing my leg into, and the board is stuck on my
Oh, goodness.
The nail went all the way into my heel, and I'm screaming, and it really wasn't bleeding that much.
Dang.
And she's like, oh my God. And she like pulls the board out with the nail coming out.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I got some tetanus shots and a couple of stitches on that
one. Oh goodness gracious.
That was one where like even my brothers were like, holy crap, we've got to move now. We just broke our little brother.
Yeah, man. I mean, did they get in trouble?
Oh, God, yes. I walked into the house clicking and clacking with a board on my foot.
Goodness gracious.
Mine happened freshman year of high school. I was at the field house. We were doing weight training. And I'm a freshman, so I'm skinny, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we're doing lunges. And they're like, all right, everybody grab a 25-pound plate.
Oh, God.
And raise it over your head, and you do lunges. Well, there was no more 25-pound plates. I was stuck with a 45-pound plate.
Oh, God.
So I go and I do one lunge with my left foot, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. Then I do it with my right foot, and my kneecap just dislocates completely.
Man. That is painful.
That's
painful. One of the most painful injuries.
And I kid you not, my kneecap's like this, and it's just all the way to the right side. And everybody's just like, get up. You know, you're good. I'm just like, dude, I'm not good. Like, I'm sitting there, tears coming out of my face, and I'm just crying like, yo, my kneecap. This is freshman year of high school. You know, it's just like, man, I was so excited for football season, blah, blah, blah. No, bam. And I ended up, I didn't get no surgery. They just popped it right back in and just wait till my knee was not swollen anymore, and I was good.
And you actually played?
I didn't play. I went through physical therapy. I ended up getting back, and I did play, but no surgery, no nothing. Another one was I was playing basketball just regularly, like, outside with, like, my friends, and I landed on my knee, and my whole, like, basically my foot was like this, and my knee was just all on the side.
Oh, you've had some bad ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was swollen. It was bigger than, it was like the size of a softball, basically, my ankle. So, yeah.
Oh, man. I feel sorry for y'all, man.
Dude. The crazy thing about the one when I landed on, it was like it hammered into my foot. Like I landed on it flush. It was about a half inch showing. So it wasn't like breaking the bone or anything, but it did. So anyway, like I landed on it And I went, you know, yelled, ah, you know, whatever. My brothers were already running in different directions down the street.
Like, they were gone.
They were gone.
They knew what was coming up next.
They were
Yeah, this gone. Sounded like some Leave It to Beaver type situation, man.
But of all things, you jump off a shed.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, it might sting my feet a little bit or whatever. I'll do it. They might even say, hey, I'll buy you a coat, whatever, you know. And I land on a freaking, it was a 1x6 that had a, it was all old, you know, from the shed. It fell off the shed. Right on it. Right on the nail. Man. Right on the nail on the board. It was ridiculous.
That was rough, man. Ooh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.